yeah, a little Blues Brothers for you. How about that on a Monday morning? 3 days before the big one, right? Thanksgiving. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy, compatriot, friend, and singing partner, dancing, no, not that much, but Big Ed Davis is along with me. We thank you very much for joining us on this, wow, Monday, November 23rd, how this month has flown by. Have you got your turkey yet? Have you got your plans made? Are you going to get together with a lot of people? You're going to sit down together at the table? How do you do that? You're going to put a mask on while you eat? It's going to be kind of interesting this Thanksgiving, that is for sure. In the meantime, we got quite a show going on for you. We will be talking in a few minutes with Dr. Darcy Bryan. She is a healthcare expert at the Mercatus Center, and we're going to talk about how she will not equivocate when the virus vaccine comes out. She will be the first in line. So she's very, very confident about it. By the way, I heard a third pharmaceutical company this morning has got a virus vaccine. Holy Toledo, we're going to get our pick. You know, you can go into the doctor's office and which one do you want, right? Well, do you want the one that we keep at 80 degrees below zero, or do you want the one that does this, or you want the one that does that?
Yeah, the one that came out today is the one that's based in Britain, in England somewhere. So the more vaccines we have, the easier it's going to be to get it distributed.
True.
You know, so one company making it and pumping out all those, now you've got three.
Another thing, competition always brings the price down.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, you'll go to your doctor, I suspect. You may not. Maybe you go somewhere else, but go to your doctor's office. Will they have one of the three? Will they make the choice? You know, there's all kinds of good. But you know what? This is good news. Because hopefully a year from now, when we're celebrating our 2021 Thanksgiving, this will be gone. We won't worry about it, right?
Are we getting charged for the vaccine? It was, to my understanding, $50 billion that Trump gave these Pfizer companies was to produce the vaccine and get it out. There was no talk about a charge.
I don't think there is one. Yeah. I think that the government is helping borne the price. I guess that's the word here.
Better be out before Biden gets to office, otherwise the price is going to go up. You know, and if you don't want to get one, you're going to be fined.
Well, you know, that brings another question to mind is really, and we're going to talk with Darcy Bryan about it too. Do you want to get it? I think I've mentioned my little group. I get together Friday nights. There's not a one of them though. Not a one of them that wants to get it. Now I'm wondering if that's very indicative. And I'm talking like eight or nine people that are saying they're not going to get it. There wasn't one that said they would get it. Now that's to me is very interesting. Maybe when push comes to shove and the time is there. People will think differently. You know, the more we know about something and the more confidence, right? The more confidence you have in it, then the more willing you are to take it. Right now, there are some people, I think, that think, I want to wait and see what the long-term effects are of that shot. Who knows, right?
And it's to my understanding that you can take the vaccine if you actually have the virus and it will lessen the symptoms.
So you don't have to be completely free of it,
right,
to get the
That's
benefit
my understanding.
Of it. It will help you get over it.
Yeah.
That's even better news.
So you don't need to take it until you actually get the virus.
Yeah. So we got a lot to talk about there. We're also going to be talking with the proprietor of the barber pole a little later, like we always do, Andrew Ceresi. I wonder how positive he is still about the fight in the White House to maintain the presidency for Dr. Donald Trump. It looks like that Sidney Powell, that female attorney is being tossed off the hay wagon. Giuliani says that she's not part of the White House lawyer team. Well, what's she been doing standing next to him? What's she been doing standing next to him and talking? She's the one that's got all these, you know, I guess you would call it conspiracy concepts, you know. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that with the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Ceresi. And should people be in fear of having family gatherings this Thanksgiving with other people sitting next to them? Could it increase the virus cases? I mean, are you going to give up having turkey with your relatives because of this? Is this going to restrict travel around the country? There's a lot of questions going on with this thing. Are you going to be kind of like, are we going to space people out at the dinner table, you know, on Thanksgiving? So we'll discuss all of that, too. And in our ultimate top 10, we've been doing crazy inventions the last couple of times. We got another one, the top 10 dumbest inventions that made millions. I want to see if Ed knows what the number one dumbest invention was that made the guy millions of dollars.
Probably a pet rock or something stupid like that.
You know, just hold that thought, my friend. Hold that thought. Okay. So all kinds of weird things are going on. I don't know. Do you think Donald Trump is getting a little less and less optimistic himself?
He seems to be a little quieter now.
You never hear from him very much anymore. Remember, I mean, it was every day we had something. Now it's like, not so much. Not so much, you know?
I think maybe part of it feels jilted or something, you know? He's kind of gave his heart and soul to the country, and they didn't reelect him.
I know, and it's kind of, that's right. In fact, I got a little something here about all of that. First of all, the Trump lawyer team, the legal team, yesterday filed an appeal to a federal judge's ruling that struck down his campaign's effort to certify the Pennsylvania vote. So they're still fighting in Pennsylvania. The appeal, which was filed to the Court of Appeals there, comes a day after a middle district judge rejected a request by the Trump campaign for any kind of injunction that would stop the certification. So they want to, apparently they're still focusing on Pennsylvania. I guess that's where the most votes are. There's like 20 of them there. I don't think there's any other state that's got that many. So they're looking there. Here's what they say. This is the judge that turned them down in district court. He said the plaintiffs asked this court to disenfranchise almost 7 million voters. This court has been unable to find any case in which a plaintiff has sought such a drastic remedy in the contest of an election. So that's why he turned it down. So they've gone on to this appeals court. So this is still going on. We're going to talk a little bit more about all of this, of course, with the Master Barber a little later in the show. In the meantime, let's take a break. When we come back to Dr. Darcy Bryan, why she is going to be first in line for the COVID vaccine. Here she come now, say morning.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Tune in to Old East Channel Radio every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Do you remember the 50s, 60s, and 70s? Well, we'll be playing the greatest hits as well as plenty of songs from the B-side. This show is sure to bring back memories. So pull out your record collection, adjust your antenna, and listen to Old East Channel Radio Fridays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are In the Know and In the Now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune in to the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on the Monday before the Thursday of Thanksgiving Day, and we are delighted to have Dr. Darcy Bryan join us. She is a healthcare policy expert at the Mercatus Center. She's an author, a pilot. She's very busy. And a proponent of private industry innovation. Dr. Bryan, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be here, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You will be the first in line. You say that and by the way, we just got, I guess, a third drug company that's come out with a vaccine. So it looks like, well, I don't know how they'll work this, but apparently we're going to have our choice. But but Dr. Bryan, a lot of people will not take this vaccine. And they will not take it for various reasons. But you say you will take it. Tell me why you are so confident about that.
Well, I think I just want to preface it by saying it's sure been a miserable year for all of us, right?
Oh, my.
Just nationally and economically. And it really is. When COVID hit and we all had to isolate and fear of going out, fear of going shopping, fear of even going to the hospital. I mean, people have been staying at home having heart attacks, you know, and they won't go to the emergency department. So there's an awful lot of fear out there that's causing an awful lot of harm. And by the way, it's a very scary virus. So when you get this piece of good news in my mind, because, you know, Operation Warp Speed poured literally all of us, all our tax dollars, we all pooled our resources, whether we knew it or not, and we poured in a lot of money to accelerate really great research. And it doesn't mean that any of the safety steps were skipped. It just said, you know, hey, the government is going to take the risk. So if you as a company will move quickly, we'll subsidize. And if for some reason you don't pass phase three of efficacy or whatever in terms of vaccination, you know, the government's going to take the hit. And so that's how everything went so fast, because usually, you know, it costs money, lots of money to do these trials. And the companies felt protected to move quickly.
Yeah. Do we credit the Trump administration for this?
I absolutely do. I think that, you know, big green light turned on. And we aggressively moved forward with the best and the brightest that we have. So I'm immensely grateful that we're even having this conversation. I wish we would be able to have had it sooner, but, you know, like I said, the safety mechanisms were not removed. They were held in place. So it did take months to get here, not weeks.
Yeah. And I remember, Dr. Trump, President Trump touting the fact. He said, it's coming, you know, it's going to be here. And a lot of people say, yeah, but he always exaggerates. You know, we're not going to get it until maybe deep into 2021. And now we're talking about maybe starting it next month.
Right. And, you know, and they're already in the process of manufacturing. You know, I think Pfizer's waiting for FDA licensing approval, but even so, with Operation Warp Speed, it says start making it. You know, if for some reason it's not approved, we'll take the hit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're ramping up rapidly, and that's miraculous for me, who's been in the healthcare field for so long, seeing things sort of frozen in time, taking forever to get, like, the newest cancer drug or the newest antibiotic to the market. But yeah. this is pretty amazing stuff.
Right. Before you came on, we were talking about the fact that I've got a little group of friends we get together with, and not one of them said they'll take the vaccine. So please tell me, if you were sitting there with my friends, and they said, no, I'm not going to take it, you know, why would you say that you're going to take, you would be first in line? What, you know, give us your rationale.
Well, I think first and foremost, because the safety mechanisms were not ignored. I think they were honored. And the reason we were able to move so fast is because the government stepped forward and said, hey, if this doesn't work out for you, we'll take the cost. But then nothing was skipped. So the all the trials, all the phases of clinical studies and trials were done in a significant amount of people have already taken the vaccine, and nothing has happened in terms of severity or significant lack of safety. So that's number one, is that the safety mechanisms weren't skipped. The thing I worry most about is that we don't know how long it's going to be protective, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a two-step injection process, and some people may just only get one shot and not be protected. So things like that have to be worked out. But in terms of safety, I'm not fearful of a sort of a conspiracy of negligence in terms of our leadership. And the second thing is, I think that this is a solution. I mean, we are really suffering, right? We're in isolation. We're not able to move forward economically. And I think there's, you could go to the red state, blue state mentality, but it's pretty soon it might be all states which are in lockdown. And how do you move past that as a population? How do you protect your neighbor against passing on COVID? You may yourself may not be symptomatic, but they could have the immune system that won't be able to tolerate it whatsoever and be in the ICU.
Right.
So I think it's a way of kind of loving your neighbor, basically taking care of the people around you.
We're talking with Dr. Darcy Bryan. She is a healthcare policy expert at the Mercatus Center. She will be the first in line to take the vaccine. What about, and this is what some of my colleagues or friends mentioned, what about the long-term effects concern? I mean, you know, let's be honest, we don't know what the vaccine might do to somebody maybe long-term. Is there any risk there, do you think?
There's always going to be that very small percentage, even with the flu vaccine or vaccines we routinely accept, routinely give our children, routinely give ourselves, there's a very small chance that you could be the one who ends up with a very rare, adverse, and serious side effect. And we're really, quite frankly, not going to be able to see that until the numbers of people who get vaccinated are much larger than they currently are. And so I would just say that if you vaccinated yourself in the past for the flu or for pneumonia or for shingles, you could have been that one, you know, small percentage who actually had something serious happen. So we're already, if you believe in vaccines, assuming that level of risk.
You're right. So who should get it first? Should we start with older people that are more vulnerable, or healthcare workers that do all of the administration of the vaccine? What do you think?
Well, I think, there's been very bright bioethicists who've been sitting around round tables having this conversation already, and the National Academy of Science has actually come up with something that I think is reasonable. I have a four-phase proposal. Because we're going to have a natural scarcity, right? Because we're just ramping up in production. So who should get the first produced vaccine? And there's two ways of looking at it. One is valuing who are going to be the super transmitters and targeting them. And quite frankly, that's all mathematical modeling. You know, we have never really, to my knowledge, done it as a society. We've always focused on the most vulnerable first, not the super spreaders like the people who know the most people and are most likely to spread the virus. So in terms of value-based fairness and transparency, the decision has been made to target the vulnerable first. So those are the elderly, those who have a lot of health problems, and those who are the first-line healthcare workers.
Right. Well, that would make sense, in my opinion. Do you think children should be getting it?
I think we don't know enough about how our current vaccines are going to respond in children. I think that's going to be the delay. But I do know that the plan is absolutely to vaccinate our children because they do become ill from COVID.
Mm-hmm. Although it's a very small percentage, we do know that for some reason, the stronger your system, the less chance you have of having bad effects, right?
Right.
Or is it the younger your system? I don't know which it is.
Right,
maybe both.
Right. The healthier you are, you know, the healthier you are.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about the cost? Because the government has subsidized some of the research, are we going to have it free, basically, for everybody?
Yes, I think that's the goal, because when you're talking about population health, money and access is a huge barrier, right? So you're talking about folks in homeless shelters and in nursing homes, people who are already marginalized, and that's the very heart of the vulnerable population most hit by COVID. And so if you make money as a barrier to access for protection, they're just not going to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what do you think about, do you think it's going to be like the flu and it'll come back every so often or every year? And you know what I mean?
I do, actually. I think we're going to be living with the coronavirus for a while.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Do you think it'll ever go away, or will it just join its place as another kind of, you know, like the flu?
Well, the pessimist in me says it's not going away, but then we've seen other epidemics in other countries, like the SARS outbreak, you know, that the virus actually essentially disappeared or wasn't an active component in the mm-hmm. population. So, which is why we're so far behind in developing vaccines for coronavirus, because that whole family hasn't really been targeted, you know, by our research and developing vaccines until, of course, we were all motivated to do that.
So, what do you? We were talking about Thanksgiving coming up. Do you think family gatherings should be limited? Or do you think people should try to, you know, get together in spite of it? Or what's your feeling?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm going to speak initially as a physician.
Right.
And put on my...
put your little hat on. Your stethoscope.
Put on my little hat on.
Yes.
And, you know, imagine me with a stethoscope around my neck
there
right now.
There you go.
So we do know how this virus is transmitted. It's through respiratory droplets. And we know that it's very contagious when you're the least symptomatic. You don't even know you've got it, and so that's when you spread it the most. So that's a big concern in large gatherings, right? And you could end up hurting the very people that you love the most, and so that's the hard thing, right? But the other hard thing is isolation. People, you know, older family members haven't seen their grandkids in a long time or their own children because everyone's staying away. So it's a really hard thing to say, to continue that level of isolation. But speaking as a doctor, I have to say, you know, large gatherings can really spread the virus. The thing that I find troubling is, and this is taking my doctor's hat off and putting on my policy / pro-liberty hat on, which is
right.
I find it really hard to have police officers drive up to people's homes and count cars and yank them out of their house and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, and I don't.
I mean, it doesn't strike me as very American.
No, and I'm hoping most of them, I don't think they'll be doing that, but,
right.
You know, you never
but
know. We're kind
state,
of on our own
know?
There, aren't we? We're just, it's
right.
It's kind of like, you know, we trust you to do certain things.
Right.
But anyway, Dr. Darcy Bryan, it's been a real pleasure talking with you about all of this. I want to wish you the very best. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope we'll talk again.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to speak with you, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thank you so much. Dr. Darcy Bryan. All right. We will take our break. When we come back, this Sidney Powell, is she being tossed off the hay wagon? What's going on with all of that? We'll talk with the proprietor of the barber pole himself, Andrew Ceresi. You know it's a lie, 'cause
that'll be the day when I die. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut, you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tan Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM, to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Hey, we are back. Hey, 3 days to go. Wow, lots of people going to be moving around, including yours truly. And I wonder how busy it'll be at the airport. Probably pretty busy. As we come up to, I think people are starting to get a little bit more, the word isn't comfortable, maybe more used to dealing with this thing. So they start figuring out little angles, right? Okay, how am I going to kind of get around all of this, kind of enjoy my life? I mean, come on, this is Thanksgiving. You know, you want everybody, you know, shuttered down in their houses without their families around them? I don't think so.
One thing is you're going to have a long flight. Bring yourself a snack because they won't serve any.
What do you mean they won't serve anything? I'm a big-time celebrity. I want something special.
You can't even get peanuts anymore because people are allergic to them. But no.
Yeah, you're right.
There's no food service.
No food service whatsoever. No. So but you're allowed to bring something on board, right?
Yeah, you can. You got to buy it on the other side of the atrium there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, we have the proprietor of the barber pole himself, Andrew Ceresi. Andrew, what's this thing going on with Sidney Powell? Now, President Trump's campaign yesterday basically seemed to be distancing itself from Sidney Powell. They said the lawyer is not, quote, is not a member of the Trump legal team. This is the statement. Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own. Actually, this is Giuliani saying this, Rudy Giuliani, who is Trump's personal attorney. He says she is not a member of the Trump legal team. She is also not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity. So what's going on with all of this, do you think?
You know, Paul, I'm trying to figure it out myself, to be honest with you. You know, I look at Rudy Giuliani, and I love the guy, don't get me wrong. But I believe he's, what, 81, 82 years old?
Oh, yeah, he's got to be at least 80, I would think.
You know, I got to put him in the same category kind of as Joe Biden.
Oh.
Where, you know, it.
You think he's losing it?
Slipping a bit, yeah. Come on.
You think he's actually, do you think he's coordinating all of these comments, though? Wouldn't Trump be the one that's kind of pulling the strings with Giuliani?
You know, that's a tough one to figure out. I mean, if I've got to use my own head to judge this out, I got to go with Sidney Powell. I mean, the woman has got a reputation.
Here is what she said, and this is a statement in the Wall Street Journal. Quote, I agree with the statement today, meaning the one by Giuliani and the Trump administration. I will represent we, the people, and seek the truth. I intend to expose all the fraud and let the chips fall where they may. We will not allow the foundations of this great republic to be destroyed by abject fraud. But it still seems to me like they're cutting bait here a little bit with her.
Well, like I say, why? I don't know. I can't believe myself with the reputation this woman has got that she would be speaking out of line if she doesn't have something.
Mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? Or Giuliani, I could understand him going one thing to another to another. It's like Biden.
Yeah.
You know, you're dealing with 80-year-old people.
So, yeah, Biden just turned 78, didn't he? He's going to be the oldest, if he does take office, the oldest of them all. Now, the Trump campaign is not giving up. Their legal team yesterday filed an appeal to the federal court and a federal judge in Michigan. They're trying to block the certification. Not Michigan, I apologize. Pennsylvania. Yeah. They're trying to block certification there in Pennsylvania. But it doesn't say, it seems like everything's kind of closing in on this. What do you think?
We're going to find out. We got to play it out. Like I say, if these people and everybody thinks it's a fair election and Biden is the president, well, God bless America, because we're in for a roller coaster ride. You know, I see high unemployment. I see people blocking through the borders. I see mass chaos in this country for the next 4 years if that's what happens. I mean, we're going to fall off the deep end.
It seems like Trump's been very silent. I haven't heard much from him. That's kind of unusual for him. This is like the first time during his tenure. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like I tell everybody, you know, when a general is working on their theater of war, the general sits in the background after it's all plotted out and lets the soldiers take over. Now, you know, the Democrat Party right now is having turmoil within itself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, heavy duty. The Republican Party has got turmoil within itself. So, Paul, I told you before, I really believe the country's a mess because the Democrats and the Republicans, as far as I'm concerned, for years, have been playing good cop, bad cop with the American people, bringing in their globalism. Mm-hmm. And you have at least half the Republicans, there's rhinos in there, Paul. There's rhinos in there, and I don't trust any of them, the Republicans or the Democrats. Right.
Right now,
I think the two people probably speaking the truth are Sidney Powell and Donald Trump. Now, can they pull it off? Who knows?
Mm-hmm. We're talking with the proprietor of the barber pole. He represents a lot of people. I would call it mainstream America with his barber pole.
Did you hear Biden? I guess he was talking the other day about registering your automatic weapons and putting a $200 price on registering your AR if you have one, all kinds of things. And Paul, to me, this is going to bring the country apart, if not toward a revolution.
Well, first of all, we've got this thing going on in Georgia in January. There are two Senate seats, and I'm pretty sure, I'm not 100%, but I would bet 80% sure that we're going to win at least, I say we, the Republicans will win at least one of the two. If they do, that means they'll have 51 seats. Which means in the Senate, no liberal legislation with, you know, Mitch McConnell running things in the Senate is going to get to Biden's signature. So we can block a lot of this stuff, right?
We would hope. I mean, you got your rhinos in there, too. You don't know. Look at how many times you tried to get things passed. And you had Susan Collins, you know what I mean? You don't know what to expect, Paul.
Mm-hmm. And there's also, let's look at the Democrats. There's a bunch of guys. Look at that Joe Manchin guy from West Virginia. He said he's not going to vote for a lot of these liberal ideas.
Well, he always says he's not going to, but he does.
You think he's going to go back on his word about, like, packing the court and things like that?
I don't trust none of them.
Well, that's true.
As far as I'm concerned, this country needs to do a coup against all of Washington.
Well, that's true.
We need to get them out and start all over again.
So let's look at the positive, Master Barber. Let's look at the positives on this thing.
You're going to have to tell it to me, Paul.
Okay,
I don't see too much of it.
You don't. Okay, well, if we've got, and you just mentioned a little earlier, that the Democratic Party itself is in some turmoil, right, with their liberal wing and their moderate wing, although it seems like the liberal wing's like a piranha in the goldfish tank, right? They're starting to eat up all the others. But so you got some turmoil going on over there. Maybe all of this is going to bring out, the negative that socialism is bad. I mean, maybe it takes getting all of this kind of dust up to show people what socialism can do. Negatively.
Well, I think we're going to see a lot of buyer's remorse, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're maybe right.
I mean, I'm hearing it already.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about this. If that announcement that we had a vaccine had come like a week before the election, maybe things would have been different.
Well, Paul, you know, it's like I tell people, when a car company comes out with a new car, like Chevrolet come out with a new Corvette with the mid-engine, I wouldn't buy one for a couple of years. Let them get the bug shot.
That's true. So that brings me to the virus. I don't know if you were listening to our guest, Dr. Darcy Bryant.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And she's willing to stand right up there at the front of the line, take the vaccine. But I sense that you probably would wait a little while. Am I wrong?
You got it, buddy.
Yeah.
Not me.
Would you ever take it?
Probably not. I've never taken a flu shot.
Well, this isn't, you know, this is something different. Wouldn't you take it just to feel a little more comfortable if somebody sat in your box?
I feel more comfortable with my own immune system. It seems to be doing pretty well so far.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it has been.
You know, I don't have any bad problems. If I was 85 years old, I might think about it.
Right.
But not at the age I'm at, the way I feel, no.
Okay. So you're basing your decision on your own personal system, which is very healthy. But would you say to somebody, let's say you had a 90-year-old father or something, would you say to him, I want you to take it, Dad?
No. Why would I say that? At 90 years old? Are you crazy?
No, I'm asking.
It's like telling somebody, why don't you go to open heart surgery at 90 years old?
Oh, I see.
What good is it? What good is it?
Well, wait a second. A little needle jab is not open heart surgery.
Well, how do you know it's not going to do nothing else down the line?
I see.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't. All right.
And not everybody, you know, everybody wants to do it. Everybody that's afraid. All these people driving in their cars with their mask and their gloves on. Let them go take it.
Yeah.
Let them be happy.
I sense there's a goodly percentage of the people of this country that will not take it. I don't know if you kind of conduct your own little whatever.
Oh, yeah. Nobody,
with people.
Nobody, Paul. You get a couple of people. Oh, I can't wait till it comes. You know, take your fear. Wasn't it Winston Churchill said, what is it? The only thing you have to fear is fear itself.
That was Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, okay.
Yeah. It was the same era, though.
You know, yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm not too afraid of it, Paul. I'm living my life very normal.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is really, the only thing that's changed with me is if I go in Publix or Home Depot, I'll put a mask on to keep everybody happy. The minute I'm out the door, it's off. I'm at my home, I go to restaurants where I know they don't play with this stuff. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah, so
you feel comfortable with this?
It hasn't affected my life, Paul. At Thanksgiving, I got 12 people coming to my home.
Do you?
And, you know, we're going to have a good time.
No mask wearing? What if somebody wanders into your place with a mask? You're going to tell them to take it?
We'll probably all sit there and laugh.
Oh, boy.
We'll probably all sit there and laugh at them. But, you know, Paul, the people I know, it isn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Just on a very different subject real quickly, Donald Trump has done a lot and is very close, obviously, to Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And Netanyahu met with Saudi Arabia's crown prince yesterday, and they're getting along pretty well, partly because of both countries fear what Iran is doing. But a lot of this springboarding into this is because Donald Trump started the ball rolling, did he not, to some extent?
Paul, Trump got it all going. But let me tell you what, it's all coming to an end, Paul.
Yeah?
Okay, Israel's going to be on the poop list again.
Oh, you think?
Of course.
With Biden?
Of course. China is going to, we're going to have more imported products coming here from China that will be guaranteed to work by Biden, believe me. It's going to destroy this country.
Now, is Biden going to turn off the money faucet now in China with becoming president or what?
He's going to turn, who knows what's going to fall? I'm telling you, this country will be in mass chaos.
You think,
have you heard the guy talk so far when he's on television? He doesn't say one word. He still babbles.
Yeah. Do you think do you think the press will finally?
No,
be a little tougher on him.
The press covers him up. I told you. They ask him if he likes chocolate chip cookies or peanut butter cookies. That's all they ask him. Man, they don't ask him nothing because he can't answer anything.
Yeah,
that's why I cannot believe that 80 million dumb Americans voted for this moron.
Yeah.
Wait till they see what's going to happen, Paul.
Yeah.
You're going to be the first ones complaining. oh, I hate Trump, I hate Trump. Let me tell you, by the time Biden is done with him, they're going to be begging for Trump.
You think he's going to make it through his four-year tenure?
No. I believe that they're going to try and keep him 2 years, so they think Kamala Harris can go for 10. But mm-hmm. you know, Paul, what they need to do?
What?
Now, if I was an employer of a big company and the economy starts falling apart, okay, and I'm going to have to lay off people in my company, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go in my parking lot and see who's got Biden stickers on their car. And then you know what? Who's going to get laid off?
Yes, now I do know.
Okay, it's going to be the people that voted for Biden. Let them get what they deserve.
Oh, my
go
goodness.
Go into the Hoover bread lines. That's what's going to happen.
So you think that there might be some sort of mini-revolution going on? Because
I think there's going to be, Paul, and we're going to do exactly what the Democrats said. We're going to resist.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see resist Biden bumper stickers all over the cars.
Yeah.
Resist. And you know what? We're going to.
Mm-hmm. So do you think, if you were to pick a Republican who might run in, 2024, other than Trump, do you see anybody in the Republican Party that you think might be a good, I don't know, somebody you would have faith in and vote for?
You know, Paul, at this point, it's a tough one. But you know what? I want to see how Ron DeSantis keeps doing.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think he's got a shot, don't you?
Okay,
I mean,
because you know why? He's not a rhino.
True.
An intelligent person. Look at how
very
he
intelligent.
In Florida.
Extremely intelligent. Doesn't he have okay. some sort of Rhodes Scholar or something like that? He's very intelligent.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing a great job. And as far as, I don't want no rhinos in there. I don't trust the Republican Party as much as I trust the Democrats. I mean, half of them are a bunch of scumbags.
What do you think about Vice President Pence? Now, that's somebody that Trump has. I think he's done well with Trump and been very loyal. What do you think about him?
Vice President Pence, you mean?
Did I not say Vice
he
President?
Said Vice President Trump.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But yeah, Vice President Pence. He's done a great job, Paul.
Would you he's be comfortable voting job. For him for president?
I would too, but do I think he's got the charisma to handle it? Well, maybe. But we got to see what happens. I want to see how bad this country is doing in the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
You know, basically yeah. affecting me at my age, whatever he does isn't going to affect me too much. My life is going to go on. I feel bad for all the people underneath me. When you start seeing the unemployment, when you see all these illegal immigrants coming in, working, taking the American jobs for cheaper labor and everything else, the American people are going to start crying, Paul, like you've never seen.
It is always a pleasure to talk with you, Master Barber. We'll be talking again tomorrow, and I want to thank you so much. So,
all right, Paul. You have a good day, and Trump be with you.
May the Trump be with you. All right,
there. All right, buddy.
Thanks.
You take care.
All right. The Master Barber himself. Okay, we will take our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about family gatherings. We're also going to talk about the Bucks. They're playing football tonight.
Come on, let me show you where it's at. Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I like it like that.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tan Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM, to Good Morning Clearwater.
G
join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest-running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question. Get an answer. Free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're back on a Monday. By the way, Freedom Works, we're here every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, on the great Tan Talk Radio Network. And we invite you to join us if you can't do it live, thanks to Big Ed. You can do it through podcast because he puts our shows on podcast. Just go to ourfreedomworks.com. Look at the top of the page. You'll see the podcast button. And when you click on it, you'll take a look at the latest shows chronologically. You'll know who the guest is. Even our top 10. Ourfreedomworks.com. And while I think about it, remember, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m., Good Morning Clearwater. Paul and Tracy Allen, they're going to start off your day with the latest in news and entertainment and sports. By the way, they also create great banners. I got one right behind me here for those of you watching us on the monitor. But not just banners, they create beautiful posters and flyers, business cards, the whole bit. All right. So traveling may still be crowded, apparently, this holiday season. Friday saw the second highest single-day number of travelers passing through the airports across the country since the start of the virus. So people are moving around. I'll be moving around on Wednesday over at the Tampa airport. It'd be interesting to see. I'll have to report back. According to the New York Post, while the overall number of people traveling through airports will be down, about 670,000 of them still expected to fly out of the city's airports in New York. So there you go. All right. Before we get to our top 10, and we got a good one, I got to talk with Big Ed, who is our sports expert, about our beloved Bucks. They are playing home and hosting the Los Angeles Rams, which, hey, as I remember, they were pretty good last year, those Rams. So what do you think, Ed?
We beat the Rams last year, actually, in L.A.
Wow.
Yeah.
Without Tom Brady last year.
Yeah, that Jameis character.
I remember him. Is he still in the league?
Yeah, he's in New Orleans. He's the third backup.
Third backup?
Yeah.
Really? With his?
Well, you know, Drew Brees went down.
Yes, that's true.
And then they elevated Taysom Hill, and Jameis is third string.
You know, we might have a New Orleans Saints versus Tampa Bay Bucks National Football Conference championship game.
Maybe.
Who knows? So anyway, tonight, what do you think?
If they lose another nationally televised game like they did before, I'm moving to Guam.
Oh, no. Are they jinxed on Monday
Night Football?
What
it is. I don't know what it is.
Okay. What about that new wide receiver with the attitude problem?
Attitude?
What's his name again? Anthony or what is it?
Huh?
Who's the wide receiver the Bucks just got that's got the behavior issue?
Oh, you're talking about...
I know. I can't think of it. Brown? No.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. That's right. So, is he going to be a big factor tonight?
I don't know. They keep trying to spoon-feed us him, and it's not working. So, he hasn't been around long enough. So, I don't know. I think there's some sort of a struggle going on.
Is there?
In the inner works there, because not enough footballs to go around.
Ooh, a little soap opera action. Another reason to tune in tonight, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, time to get on the drums, my friend. We've got the top 10 dumbest inventions that made millions. And I want to see if Ed knows what number one is, at least according to the American Express company, Ed. They did the top 10 on this. Are you ready? Here we go. Number 10. The whoopee cushion. You remember the whoopee cushion?
That wasn't dumb. I got a lot of laughs out of that.
I know you did, but you know what I mean.
Nothing was greater than when you put that on your teacher's chair.
Right.
I remember he got so mad he threw it across the room.
You know that thing started out in the 1930s. The whoopee cushion. Yeah, you're right. All right, number nine. The fake foot. You know the fake foot that hangs out of the trunk of a car and you're driving behind it, or the window?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Ever been driving down the road, see one of these fake feet hanging out? Kind of looks funny at first. Well, it helped to make the guy that created the Crazy Rich. Number eight. Doggles. Doggle. For centuries, dogs got around just fine without sunglasses.
Jeez.
But now for $20, your dog can have its very own outdoor eyewear. Oh, my God. Please. Number seven. Santa mail. Santa. Just have the kids writing to Santa was not enough. Some brilliant entrepreneur decided for around $10, they would write back posing as Santa.
Oh, boy.
And the guy made a bundle. Isn't it funny? And number six, the clapper. You remember the clapper?
Clap off.
That's right.
Yep.
What do you think? Yeah, the clap your hands.
I think it was a good invention. Saved you from having to walk
millions of people bought the clapper.
Yep.
Now, what?
Guilty as charged.
Yeah. Did it work okay?
Yeah.
Do you still use it?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah.
I mean, when it came out, I bought one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you made the guy. You helped make him rich. All right. Number five. Oh, this one I hated. The Chia Pet.
Oh, God.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. They're still around, too.
And they are. Isn't that where you put it in water and it grows something?
So you pour water into it and then it grows out.
Oh, my God. I never thought much of it. Number four. The Snuggie. The Snuggie. Do you remember the Snuggie a few years ago? You draped the thing over your head.
Yep.
It's a blanket.
Yeah.
It's a lousy blanket. And yet they got 25 million people to purchase the Snuggie. How dumb is that? Number three. Mood rings. You remember mood rings?
Oh,
they go all the way back at least to the 60s.
Yep.
They would change colors.
Yep.
The mood ring had its... It became a fad in the 70s. Okay. It had materials that would change color according to body heat. Number two, Flo-Bee. You remember Flo-Bee?
Sounds familiar. What is a Flo-Bee?
A vacuum haircut.
Oh, yeah.
A vacuum haircut. Come on.
Call that a swooping cut.
Yeah, come on. You know, something was playing around with the vacuum attachments and got hooked. That's how it started.
By the way, don't forget to get your Thanksgiving Day haircut at Andrew's before you get...
There you go.
I'm going to get mine tomorrow.
That's a good point. Very good. Okay, real quickly, what do you think is number one, my friend?
Well, I have no doubt. I said earlier, maybe the Pet Rock. That's going to be the dumbest one.
Bingo!
Really?
It is, the Pet Rock. It's been one of the dumbest ideas ever. It took off like nobody could have imagined. They sold them for around $4 per rock. Guy made millions!
Now, that's stupid people that buy
millions.
That thing.
Can you imagine buying a specific rock?
No.
All right, my friends, we will be back tomorrow without a Pet Rock, by the way. But do remember this, freedom works.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.